The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do I dare ask what you brought for lunch today?
Don't.
Is it stinky again?
The same thing as Friday.
Tuna?
Yep.
Again?
I feel like if you bring it and make it, you're essentially nose blind to it. Because when I make it, I don't smell a thing. But once I had it on the bread and I'm sitting at my desk, you walked out of the studio.
And the first thing you said was, me in the face.
Anthony, I said, what? What's going on? What did I forget to do? And it was the tuna.
It was the tuna. But I will say this. That is probably not the grossest thing I have seen take place at K-Frog.
Oh, really?
Yes. The smell is not pleasant, but I can get past it because at least you're a clean person. There have been some people in the past who were gross. And while that might smell gross, it's better than seeing somebody visibly picking their nose.
That's disgusting.
Which I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That happened. And then, you know, then they want to touch everything. And you're like, no, keep your nose picking fingers to yourself. And you feel like you have to Lysol everything.
Well, over in our snack bar area in the kitchen, we used to have kind of like community snacks that you'd like open the jar and you'd put your hand in and take them.
Right.
Well, now all of our snacks are individually bagged because of certain things that have happened.
Which is a good thing. Is there anything you can think of, even not here at K-Frog, that like triggers you as, oh my gosh, that was so gross? Did you have a gross coworker?
I think just coworkers that are kind of dirty and don't really clean up after themselves, that will leave crumbs or trash or like you can tell somebody was there.
Okay.
And now if I'm going to come into that space, I'm like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, I'm not your mom. I shouldn't have to clean up after
right,
you.
Right, that's gross.
Do you have a gross coworker? And I'm sure us talking about this right now, like there are people who are like, oh, that's, you know, Jimmy over in finance. He's disgusting.
James.
Yeah. Do you have one of those coworkers? It's time to dive them out. Give us a call at 888-431-3764. Nothing like starting your Monday morning with a queasy stomach due to your gross coworker. I feel like every office has that one person that you look at and you're like, you're a little sus. I know you're not as clean as you could be.
Am I that guy here?
No. I told you, the only thing with you is sometimes I think you get a little nose blind to your lunches, but you do you, boo. At least you clean up after yourself.
I'm going to make sure everybody is like in a studio. They're far away when I make my lunch and I'll eat it really quick. I promise. But turns out there are a lot of gross coworkers out there. This text message coming in from the 840 says, I absolutely refuse to go to lunch with my boss. He eats with his mouth always open and he talks. There's been so many times where food has flown out of his mouth. One time we went to a pizza place for lunch and he was slurping the cheese off the pizza. It was extremely disgusting.
When you're trying to sit across, but you're having to like matrix to like dodge food particles.
That's disgusting.
No go. All right. We're going to let you remain anonymous. Do you want to tell us about your gross coworker?
Oh, they're always singing loudly like at 6 a.m. And I'm like, I can't do that right when I walk in.
Is it that they're chipper or is it that they're just bad singers?
Both. More so a bad singer.
I need my coffee before I can deal with you and your singing.
Exactly. And like, shut the door if you're going to sing. That's fine.
You know what's gross is how happy you are right now, okay?
Right. Talking about them, that's it.
What do they sing? Like currents or show tunes?
Some kind of music. I don't even know what type genre it is. I have no idea. I'm just like, why? It's too early.
562 Wayne in says, oh, what a trigger this is on a Monday morning. Thank you guys. But I have a coworker that coughs and sneezes and always is wiping her nose with her hands. Then she'll come to my desk and want to touch everything. I've busted out the Lysol and hand sanitizer so that when she comes by, I can clean everything. Or if I see her coming, I will hide everything on my desk.
Sounds like your coworker is a toddler.
Yeah, right?
So my kids do.
Do you have a gross coworker that you want to rat out? Give us a call at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I would say we are pretty lucky considering some of these text messages and calls we're getting about gross coworkers. I haven't asked you yet, though. Do you think I'm a gross coworker? Do I do anything that grosses you out?
I don't think so. You're pretty respectful around the workplace. Gosh, I'm going to nitpick that. I'm going to have to just watch you all day today.
No, and see that's if you, okay. No, if there's nothing that triggers you, that's good.
You're pretty good.
Because some of these are like, no, No, they didn't.
Oh, a lot of these are bad.
Like the 909 says, I have a current coworker right now that will cook fish in the microwave. That's questionable. I'm guilty of that from time to time. But then goes on to say, then he will eat it at his desk. And while he's eating, he will burp, toot, blow his nose, and pick his nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they're all
terrible.
Could you imagine the sounds that come out of that cubicle?
Like a circus over there.
Good morning, K-Frog. We're going to let you remain anonymous, but tell us about your gross coworker.
So I work at a school, and, you know, we have those wonderful potlucks where everybody brings stuff. You know, you hope that everybody is cooking and everything is clean, but the point that was my turning point of never eating a potluck again was we had a librarian who came in, and she brought the plate to get seconds. And the spoon that she had been eating on, she dipped into something and scooped it on her plate.
No.
Oh, my God. And that was, it was so disgusting. And, that, yeah, I will bring stuff all the time, 100%, but I will never eat anything.
Nope. Fired immediately.
Yeah, that's gross. Did you call her out for it?
No, but I watched her, and I told everybody that I was sitting with her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this just happened. And nice lady, but cleanliness is not her forte, you know?
I would have passively, aggressively dropped off a book on her desk of the art of not double dipping.
I would have just passed away. I'd been dead.
Good morning, K-Frog. Let's hear about your gross coworker.
Okay, so she used to, I kid you not, cut her toenails at her desk.
No!
Yes.
Like, she just busted off her shoe and she had clippers going to town?
Yes, and she was my boss, so I couldn't say anything.
What did your workplace look like? I mean, was everybody in cubicles, or was it just like an open invitation to watch her do it?
It was an insurance office, so anybody could have come in.
Ew! I mean, was she at least over the trash can, or was she just leaving nail particles everywhere?
Let them fly.
She had them over the trash, but still, that it was disgusting.
Well, when you cut them, too, it's not a guarantee that they're going to fall in the trash can. There might be
correct.
One you know, going 40 yards that way, and they don't go that way.
Oh, yeah. It was probably the grossest thing I've seen.
Do you still work there by chance?
No, ma'am.
Okay, good for you.
This text takes the cake right here from the 951. Says, my wife has two coworkers that are so gross. They leave food everywhere. They never pick up after themselves, and they're always asking for things while she's busy. My wife works from home, and it's our boys.
Saw that one coming.
Kids will do that.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.